Okay, let's begin. I want to discuss today's topic, which is bathing on Yom Tov. Fits very nicely with a lot of the other, the main sugyas that we've been discussing, and that is, let's learn a Mishnah on Kaf Aleph, on Folio 21b, says the Mishnah. Again, we've seen...
Which one?
Oh, yeah, good point. The top one. Says our... Says the Mishnah, says our Gemara. Beis Shammai Omrim. Says Beis Shammai, Lo yechem adam mecham in the raglav. You're not allowed to heat up water for your feet. Ela imkein, ruin the shtia. Unless, of course, you want a drink. Now, remember what we saw last week. What did we see last week? About Bishul. What about Yom Tov and Bishul? What did we see? So we said here. Yeah, remember we said on Daf Yud Beis. We said Beshamrim. Remember, Ein Mutzin Lo Sakadam Lo Salulav Lo Sevatori. You can't do any Hotzah unless it's for Beshamai says Matirin. Beshamai says you could do Hotzah even. It appears not to be a Dvar Mitzvah, and then we saw the Gemara that says that what Mitoch. That when it comes to hatzah, you're allowed to do hatzah, even if it doesn't have necessarily a function to it. And then the Gemara goes on to say, not just hatzah, but also by bishul, right? We saw that by bishul, you're allowed to do bishul, not just for food, cooking. Again, this idea called mitoch. But once they permitted mitoch, we tried to find what's the connection between bishul. We had a hard time last week. It was very difficult. When it comes to hotzah, I guess you can always say I have a need, right? Like I kind of need my forget bar mitzvah, my shofar today, muluv today. But even more so, on Yom Tov, I want to take my sitter, my machzor, or I want to take my kid out to the park today, right? If there's a need today, to do it yesterday is irrelevant, right? And bishul. Rather than get at the park, right? I said last week, that's right. And we also said by we said shul, right. By bishul, we said the same thing. Like, sorry, heat by the same thing. I'm not hot today. It's boiling hot. Now I'm cold. So I need heat today. I'm not hot today. That's not what I meant to say. I'm not hot today. It's cold outside. So if it's hot, I don't need it. And then all of a sudden it cools off, I need heat. Right, think about Sukkot and Pesach, especially Sukkot and Pesach, where there's much more of a, you know, one day it could be, you know, 20, and the next day it could be minus 5, right?
Snowing,
that time of year.
Snowing. And
right? It could be snowing and sunny. That fluctuates that time of year, right?
Okay.
Especially between first day and last day, for sure. Even first day to second, first night and second day, there's been times where there's been a major change in the temperature.
So the first day is Pesach.
So what was that?
It's still the first day
Pesach. Right, yeah, listen. We could have snow this year easily, first day Pesach. Easy. It's in March. No question.
Beginning of April.
No, March. Yom Tov is March.
Really?
Yeah, Yom Tov is March.
Wow.
Yeah. I think Yom Tov is like the 29th or 30th. Pretty sure it's in March. Look it up. Doesn't really matter. But the bottom line is, it's going to be cold.
31st.
Oh, so 31st is the Seder? I knew it was in the 30th.
Seder's the 30th.
Ah, the 30th, right. So what I'm trying to say is that the answer is, so maybe we argue when it comes to matach, we said, okay, by heat, same thing, by cooking, it's the same thing. First of all, by cooking, our food is fresh. But even from a temperature perspective, maybe we could say, okay, I could put more fire over on my, more wood on my fire, so that the next day it'll be warm, but my need is now. We said maybe that's the idea of both Otsah and by Bishul. Anyways, but now the question is, and let's go back to our case, When the Mishnah here says that you're not allowed to loicham adam cham in the raglav elim can run lishtia, so again that's it needs to be for drink, right? You can't just heat up your house, you can't heat up water for anything but food. Ochon nefesh, right? Comes on beshelo, no matirin osa adam medura mischamim kenegda. You can make yourself a medura, like a bonfire. Is probably not the right word to use. Maybe it is. I don't know.
What?
Madura, we translate it as bonfire. Okay, bonfire. Probably like a pit. Our school says bonfire. Okay, bonfire. So again, you make yourself a bonfire, and then not a problem. Now, Again, what do we see from here? We see from here that even without drinking, you're allowed to heat up water. So the question is, interesting, look at the language of our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says, you're allowed to heat up water for your feet. Okay, what about my hands or my whole body? What about, why does the Mishnah specifically say, you're allowed to heat up water for my feet? You see that? Right? That's the language of the... That's what... Lechem Adam Chem Neragla. So it says, Behilal, Mutter. Now what's Mutter? Is Mutter a blank check? I can heat up everything? Or is it just referring to feet? And what about the rest of the body? What about my hands? So let's... Literally, it's a very, very, very short Gemara. So take a look at this. Shloshet Dvarim Rabbam Gamliel Machmerek Dvarim Bashama. Ain Tom Nessa Chamachachila Biyomtov. Vein Zogfi Nessa Menor Biyomtov. Vein Ofi and Pitin Grisin Elevertikin. Amar Rabbi. So again, there are three different things that he says we're Machmer for. Truth is, I changed my mind. We don't see this. We don't see this Gemara at all. Right? Sorry about that, people. I was reading the next mission, not the Gemara. That's why I was using articles. Like, what's going on here? Sorry. He by the who? Hi, Madura Man Kasanila, right? Who says that we're allowed to use the bonfire? Divrekol, yeah, everyone says. V'shainu lehu lebeshamai, ben hanas kol gufalinas, eivarechad. What's the difference between Beshamai and Beis Hillel? The difference is that, what about the rest of your body? O Dilma, Beis Hillel Kasanila. Ava Beshamai lo shanila. Meaning, Is machlokas over how much water, or is it over the entire concept of heating water at all? That's not food related. Says the Gemara, Taishma, Beshamai Omrim, Lo Yasada Madura Vischam Kenegda Vasila Matirin. We see that when the Gemara asks the question, what is the heter of Beis Hillel? It appears that it's only referring to feet. Why might that be the case? Let's take a look at, says Rashi in Tosfos. Says Rashi, to wash your feet, by the way. Why did they wash your feet in those days?
Because they were all shoes.
They were shoes, so therefore their feet were gross. They had sand or dirt or whatever, right? Sandals. They probably had sandals. Although not always, right? Sandals were rich people's sandals. You never could afford sandals.
Even when you wear sandals, your feet get gross.
What kind of sand and dust?
Yeah, sand and dust. They weren't paved. They didn't have paved roads, right?
Even now your feet get gross.
Look, let's read Rashi. Dave, want to read Rashi? Nerchot's Raglov.
Rashi, lo...
Lo yichem adam chamin.
Lo yichem adam chamin. Nerchot's Raglov. Ochel. Ochel nefesh hetir hakatuv velo lehavir or bishvil rechitza.
So explain, what's Beshama's opinion? Why does Reish Shama say lo yichem adam chamin? Why does Shama say you can't heat up water? Because what's your license to heat up things only for
you, but not for
washing. Ochel nefesh, not for multi-purpose. For lo lahavir or bishul rechitza, but not to heat up fire. That's the opinion from Hashemai. So we see that Hashemai does hold mitach, right? Okay. And by the way, it's interesting. So that's our now. What might be the reason why you'd be allowed to heat up water for your entire body? So Rashi goes on to say, Dimya d'ochel nefesh. Maybe it's similar to ochel nefesh. After all, what's ochel nefesh? It doesn't literally just mean food. It appears to be some type of bodily need, right?
Are we more concerned about you killing other people without...
What was that?
Are we more concerned about you killing other people without bathing than yourself? Well, no one's going to die from not bathing themselves.
Oh, yeah, I don't know. So, again, Rashi seems to say, listen, there's an idea called Kainas Aguf. There's an idea of anything that benefits your body, you'd be allowed to do a Yom Tov. That is the Havmina to say why you'd be allowed to perhaps throw more wood on the fire to heat up your home or heat up water in order to not drink, not to have coffee or tea, but even to bathe. Because after all, you can't bathe in freezing cold water. That's super duper uncomfortable. And in those days, right there, where you bathe in rivers and streams. And obviously, the water, probably not in the middle of the summer, but for sure, Pesach time, the water would still be cold because it just came off the winter. Truth is, I don't think the water was that cold when it came to the Sukkot. for sure not Shavuos, because probably by that the water was still warmer in the Middle East. Fine. Let's take a look at Tosfos here. Comes along Tosfos and says, look at the bottom Tosfos. You tell me what he's saying. Let's read. He's going on the Havimina to say that why you're not allowed to heat up water unless you are bottom of the page, unless you heat up, unless it's for drinking. Says to us, Vosvim Tomar, Mezatam Shar Bashamai. What's the rationale that Bashamai says you're allowed to heat up water with the intent to drink? Now, filling in the Shtia. Meaning, by the way, it says Ru'uim Nishtia. I should clarify here. Ru'uim Nishtia doesn't mean you can actually drink it. What does Ru'uim Nishtia mean?
It's good enough.
It's good and drinkable. Hear the difference? So I'm allowed to heat up water, not that I'm going to drink, I'm going to use to bathe with, but the water has to be drinkable, according to Bashamai. Meaning, that's meaning, even Bashamai says you're allowed to do things that are not for ingesting, but has to have the potential to be ingested.
Even if you don't intend at all?
Even if you don't intend. So I'm intending to bathe, wash my... Let's use the example. I want my intent to bathe, to wash my feet. But the water has to be not... bathe, you know, some places, not really in Toronto, but like hick towns or in camps, sometimes cottages have this, where water that comes out of your tap, you can use to bathe in, but not to drink.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there are places that way, like that. I don't know if you're kind of just probably not like that.
No, I don't.
It's olden days.
I think nowadays most places
water is
like,
both.
At camp, they say all the time, like drink from any tap. Like they're all.
Oh,
the
they
same.
Do. Yeah. Yeah. So when I went to camp, they didn't say that. When I went to camp, they said don't drink the water. The water was only for bathing. If you want to drink the water, there are a couple. There's two water fountains in camp. Again, you know, in 20 years, not just cell phones change. Right. Also, yeah. I guess water changes. I grew up couldn't drink any camping water.
Wow.
So. Because that probably was not 20 years ago. That was probably like 25 years ago.
Because of that, there's certain
years ago. Anyways, when?
I was 20 years ago.
You were?
I was in some camps.
Oh, I mean like sleepover camp. Yeah, no, not there. So, so that's what Bashamai says. So that's where Tosfos comes along and says, well, wait a second. What's the rationale why Bashamai allows you to heat up water? He doesn't hold mitoch. So how come you're allowed to heat up water? You're not drinking it, it's just drinkable. Let's say I want to drink a little bit and the rest of the water used for bathing. He, for every reason, Yerushalmi actually says that according to Beis Shammai, when you're heating up water and you want to use it to wash your feet, you need to drink from it a little bit. Because why? I want 10 milliliters to drink from. Okay, now use 5 liters for my feet. But you have to drink from it. You're not allowed to only use it for... Why? Because remember, Beis Shammai doesn't want me to talk. So it's only for food.
It just seems so weird. Like, you're obviously not heating the water to drink from it, but then it's like this workaround, like, cop-out answer.
Right. So it appears that once you're doing it again... Right. Remember, I guess the answer to that is once I'm throwing... Also, remember, I'm not doing it. When it comes to writing, or one letter, two letters, seven letters, 10 pages, I'm doing more stuff. What's heating water? What am I doing? I'm putting a little bit of water to drink from versus this much water to heat up? How much extra work is that for me?
You're just leaving on the fire.
Another fire! Meaning the fire is working harder. Mm-hmm. So maybe I throw another log on there. But Aaron Greenberg is not very little tircha from my end, adding 20 milliliters of water versus 5 liters of water. First of all, for sure the modern era. Well, you want to argue the olden days, the dry out of the well? Maybe. That maybe you could argue more, much more tircha. Anyways, let's continue to tell us. Of course you're still a material because it holds me tough. Once you have a check, it's a blank check. Do whatever you want. That we saw already last week. Now, here we go. Are you ready? Hold on to your seats, gentlemen. The Dav Galaraglav could only heat up water for your feet. Avalo lecho gufo, but not water for your body. Now, why not? I didn't read that sentence properly. Avala kol gufo modeh de'aser. Even Beis Hillel says to heat up water for your whole body, what we call taking a bath, is aser. Why? The davar hashaveh l'chonefesh b'ina. There's a rule. You could only do things or what's called, this is a very important terminology, shaveh l'chol nefesh. What does that mean? Shaveh l'chol nefesh.
I know what it means literally. But
what does it mean literally?
Equal for everyone.
For everybody. So what does it mean equal for everybody? I've never really understood this. What do you think that means? What does it mean when I say something has to be shaveh l'chol nefesh? What do you think that means?
Everybody does it.
Everybody does it. What does everybody do? The answer is everybody washes their feet.
Not everyone washes the rest of his
body. Not everyone washes their whole body.
What year was Tosha?
Century, 800 years ago? It's telling you about the ends. 900 years? I mean, it depends, you know, I guess it depends on the era, but it's also lived over, you know, time period. But right. Listen.
Rashi
dies in 1105. The Bali Tosfos have to be after, and there's grandkids, right? So let's say 1100 to 1050, you know, so what is that? Well, maybe more like 900 years ago.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
Was it common for people to wash their, like, their hands and, like, to wash their hands? The classic started, like, the feet, hands, and also the head, right?
So remember, they didn't, we're very wealthy. How many showers do you have in your house? How many baths do you have in your house? A few.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah, one. You have five in your house, right?
Showers.
You have five showers in your house. Right? So you have to remember that who owned a full bathing apparatus in your house 900 years ago?
You go to the springs.
There's good running water, right? Running water. So that clearly is one of the reasons why you didn't shower every day. Because
Huge effort.
It was affordable. I had to pay for it. So here's what's very interesting. According to Tosfos, what's the reason why you're not allowed to shower? Because you have to do something. Let's go through this. Why can't you shower according to Tosfos and Yom Tov? The answer is because. And what about the. Even for Beis Hillel, you need something which is called. There's mitzvah. Why can't you heat up water? Because it has to be shaveh l'chol nefesh. And the Gemara talks about this. There's when you carry something, that's shaveh l'chol nefesh. Meaning everybody transports food like this. You can't tell me there's a distinction between carrying oranges in a bag for one person versus another person. No, carrying is carrying. Whether it's an orange or paper. It's shaveh l'chol nefesh. It's equal across the board. Everyone does these things. Everyone carries paper. Everyone carries books. So that's when it comes to carrying shaveh l'chol nefesh. Now, by the way, when it comes to eating bread, can I bake bread on Yom Tov? Yes, why? That's shaveh l'chol nefesh. Everyone eats bread. Everyone does that. Now, what about bathing? Says Tosfos, not why does the Mishnah want to talk about feet? Because that people do regular. That's shaveh l'chol nefesh. But who takes a bath regularly?
So you're saying that, like, if you don't wash your whole body regularly, like when it's not Yom Tov, then why all of a sudden on Yom Tov would you, like, all of a sudden be like, oh, I gotta wash my body?
Not just it. This comes up by smoking. A lot of people say, well, how could you smoke on Yom Tov? You'd say, what do you mean? It's Havara. Why can't you do it? We talk Shehutra Shalala Torah. Hutra Nami. Sorry. What's wrong with passing light from one to another? The fire is already in existence. Why can't you smoke? This is a very complicated topic in many ways. First of all, smoking in general is a complicated topic. Second of all, how do you extinguish a flame on Yom Tov? Not too simple. And third, it has to be shaveh l'chol nefesh. Even if you argue that it's permissible to smoke, even if you argue that it's not a problem of kibbutz, it needs to be shaveh l'chol nefesh. I have an interview with people today. Does everyone do this always? There's no way smoking is shaveh l'chol nefesh in the year 2017. Maybe in the year 1917, a Shavuach HaNefesh. But today, there's no way smoking a Shavuach HaNefesh. So even if you argue there's no kibbutz issue, even if you argue there's no health issue, which is very difficult to argue, but regardless, how could you say Shavuach HaNefesh?
Well, today, without smoking, you're going to go into withdrawal symptoms.
Again, I'm saying you need to do it for medical reasons.
So then, in the short run, your body's.
So here's my question to you. Are you ready? I'm going to use someone as an example. My father was Shalom smoked for 17 years in the 1970s and 1980s. He quit in 1987. He went from smoking a pack or two a day to zero overnight.
Cold
turkey.
And how was that first few days, right?
You know when he stopped? Shavuos was 3 days, like this Shabbos. Shabbos on the month. And he didn't smoke Shavuos, not because of Shavuach HaNefesh. He didn't smoke Yom Tov because it was a big headache. Eh? So how do you know 100,000 people in America quit smoking every year? So how do you tell me that what? That it's addictive and all of a sudden you can't do it. Of course you can do it. Try. Right? It's doable. People quit smoking all the time.
That's not a pleasant experience. One and two, you're supposed to be b'simcha on chag, and if you're sitting there fighting withdrawal symptoms for chag, you may not be b'simcha.
Right? Okay. But we have to be mitgaber sometimes. Again, as long as it's dangerous or unhealthy, people always say that smoking. I'm not saying smoking is not addictive, but for 100,000 people, and the numbers are crazy. People quit smoking every year in America,
in
the world,
though?
Staggering.
But permanently, though.
Wow.
I mean, people do it. I mean, number of smokers has gone down dramatically over the years. Cigarette smoking, that is. It's plummeted, right? So, even in Israel now, they're trying to make it less.
Can't get vending machines anymore?
Yeah, I think they even in Israel, they realize that, you know, it's not a good thing that people smoke so much. So they're behind the times. Okay, Israel deals with very stressful situations.
Worse things than vending machines in Israel.
Yeah. Anyways, so the Tosafot here says it's an issue of Shavuach HaNefesh. I mean, why did our Mishnah use an example of heating water for your whole body? The answer is because you can't do that because you're not Shavuach HaNefesh. Inroi ela lebnei Adam. Now, are you ready for this? This is the end of the Tosafot. This is a very interesting line. Vezeh inroi ela lebnei Adam meunagin. What's the word? Who bathes every day? Only people who are mu'unagin. What's the root word of mu'unagin? Look at the word. You'll feel that's the root word instantaneously.
Oneg.
These people who like pleasure. Avoyada v'raglav shavuach nefesh. But wash your hands and feet. Everyone does that regularly. That's but only the real snobby and the real elite bathe regularly. Therefore, it's not shavuach nefesh. Because everyone needs to do it.
So basically, Shavuach HaNefesh loosely translates into like, if it's like culturally like
culturally acceptable. So it's done. Right. I'll give you an example. The Mishnah Berurah says that today, okay, rug love? Are you kidding me? Right? You don't do that today?
He adds Yadav.
So he adds Yadav. So basically, Yadav, by the way, that's at the Kior, right? Yadav Raglav. That's at the base of washing, was hands and feet. That was like the common. No, today if you come over and I offer you, would like to wash your hands and feet? You look at me like I'm a whack job, right? You
know, I learned
that Muslim, right? No one does that. No one washes their hands and feet. Right?
So the Shavuach HaNefesh, I was actually just curious, is the Shavuach HaNefesh just looking at Jews?
Pure's not. Pure's not. Again, it says Munagim. Do you think someone could do it? It says, look at the language. It's also the last line. Ella libnei Adam. Libnei Adam.
Yeah. So, millions of Muslims just wash their hands and feet every day.
Yeah. I think a billion Muslims?
I imagine nowadays they also wash
the
other parts of their body too.
Right.
Maybe New York.
And by the way, this is also very important. I would imagine the hygiene is very different in North America than in Afghanistan. Right? Also depends on where you're living.
Desert.
Third world countries have a very different level of hygiene. So I don't think we have to be concerned with what they do, right? I think it's what's the cultural norms of our society where we live, which would be Toronto, Canada, and not like Northern Canada. You could argue Northern Canada, they have different types of habits or whatever. That's not our. So Tosfos already says very interesting. He says, can hear now where maybe you'd be allowed to shower on Yom Tov, because of the modern era we bathe every day and it's Shavuach HaNefesh, you'd be allowed to do it. Okay, Take out your one page head, please. The Hebrew version. So what's halacha? So comes along the Inor Chaim and says, by the way, what's very nice about the what's it called version? The Bar Ilan version doesn't give nukudot, but the Sefarya version does. It's a little bit helpful. Right. I just want to make sure that you have one that's double. Make sure your hand is double sided. That you don't have my original. Mitoch shusho sotzorach achila hutzorach achila kigon katan lulav sefer torah kiyad. Mamash word for word from our Mishnah says Rama atzrichim lo ktsat Hashem yitzur shlo yignovu osher pseida. Aval avani v'chaseh b'masur. Yeah, so you need to have some need to do hotza. Haga umotar lischok b'kador. You have to play ball. I quoted you, Hank Greenberg, right? No, I didn't say this last time.
I think you might have been.
I didn't quote Hank Greenberg. No, I for sure told you this.
Yeah, I don't remember.
Hank Greenberg, that is reform rabbi. If he's allowed to play baseball, Rosh Hashanah. What noise? And the rabbi said yes, because it mentions in the Tosfos he does play ball in Yom Tov, as opposed to Yom Kippur. He got that. I didn't tell you that.
Yeah,
it's his autobiography. Not his autobiography. It's biography. He didn't write himself. Afilu shusar rabim. Right, because again, talking about carrying. So, Bob. Av agav she'enu ela tiyu ba'alma, even a little hike. Viminiach eruv muto tatos yikol shishtos kli, avishon zorachem kla. Okay, if there's a kli, you have to do it. Next, this is, but it's going to matter more. Ein osi mugmar. You know what mugmar is? Mugmar is, anybody know mugmar? You're not allowed to do mugmar. Mugmar is like some, you know, frankincense, some type of smelling
spice.
Like smelling, what?
You said frankincense, so I said myrrh.
Yeah, like smelling salt, smelling perfumes, whatever, right? That you heat up, that we use a fire. You put some type of fragrances on the coals, and it heats it up, and it makes a nice aroma. Ben la riach, ben le gamer ba'is. Okay, it doesn't matter if you didn't get the smell or to have a pleasant odor in your home. You can't do that on Yom Tov. Why not? How come we don't say you're allowed to do it for L'Torach, also L'Torach? Once I have my coals, hear this? I have coals going. Why can't I add put stuff on them? Why can't I add spices to them, fragrances to them? But if I want to use the aroma to get into my fruits, I've never heard this before. Yes, something about fragrances to get to fruits or other foods, that's permissible. But that's filling the fuzz like a chanfan. And here we go. Avalischov kos, muvusam al gadim. But you know that, let's say, take, you can't add fruits that smell nicely to your clothing. That's an issue of molid because you're adding fragrances to it. Now, says the Bir Halacha, which is the next source. He says, very simple, you know why you can't do mugmar? It's not shaveh lechol nefesh. You like fragrance. I don't like fragrance. You do that. It's very subjective. Things that are subjective, you're not allowed to do. Now, the reason is look at the underlying section of Bir Halacha. Because the davka b'osa mekomo sholam regilin b'zeh. Hu davar shaveh lechol nefesh. And he says, what would you be allowed to do something? Only allowed to do something where it's shaveh l'chol nefesh, and he argues that mugmar is not. But what is?
It's 24. I've actually never noticed, but that's the point, right? You have the three groupings in the night, the three watches in the night, where God is doing this, and you also have.
Oh, so much shtiat tit, drinking like tobacco. Drinking, he says, when would you be allowed to drink some type of liquid tobacco? He says, again, if that's what everybody does, you'd be allowed to do it. If everyone did this, if it was considered a cultural norm in a society, that's what people do, then that's a wonderful thing. But if you don't do it, you know, meaning, if it's what everyone, again, so mugmar, I guess not everybody did. But someone has tobacco of some sort, and it says it's a smoking issue, right? If everyone does it, then you'd be allowed to do it. Shalom nefesh, if not, you would not be allowed to do it. Okay. Comes on the Bir Halacha, and this really is our major, major issue. Let's read this together. It says the Bir Halacha, Avalo Kogufo. So here we're referring to, of course, bathing. Why didn't I bring out some Tav Kuf? I didn't even bring it at all. Tav Kuf, you know? Oh, sorry, the order wasn't proper. To flip the page, let's just see the Shulchan Aruch first. I don't know why I put the Biur Halacha there. It says the Shulchan Aruch mutar lahachim b'yontav ma'am nirchotz yadav avalo ko gufo. There we go. It says the Shulchan Aruch, black and white, you can't heat up water to bathe, only for your hands and feet. Afilu eino rochtzo b'vat achad. Says on the Ramah, avu mutar lachotz tinok b'ma'am shulch mo'ide yisrael b'yontav. But if, even if a Jew heats up water on Yom Tov, he'd be allowed to use it for a baby. But to heat up just for the baby would be a problem. If you need it to wash a little bit, or for cooking, you could then heat up even more water just for the baby. So again, to use water that was heated up before Yom Tov for a baby, you're allowed to. To heat up water specifically for a baby on Yom Tov, you'd not be allowed to, even if you use it for cooking. Water was heated up before Yom Tov, you could. Excuse me. Okay, so again, water was heated before Yom Tov is for sure fine. Okay, then it gets more machmir. Miudavka chutzah merchatz. Afaba merchatz is only referring to outside of the bathhouse. In your bathhouse, in the bathhouse, for sure it's asur to do. It says Ramah, v'yesh osrim b'chol inyan v'cheinu hagin. It says Ramah, we do not bathe. You shouldn't even bathe a child. That's a halacha. It says Mishabura, the sphere lay. Ein chiluk bin Shabbos yomtov. V'asru rechitza b'yomtov k'mo Shabbos. So why is it that they asurd? Like, if I have water, explain this to me. If I have water to heat up before Shabbos, I have a urn. Right before Shabbos. I can have coffee, hot water. Why can't they bathe? Why can't they take that water from an urn? Obviously, it's a big urn. So I'll heat up before Shabbos. Why can't they take it? Put it in modern day. Fill my bathtub with water, or at least part of it, and take a bath. The water was heated up before Yom Tov. No, you can't do it. Why not? Why can't you do it on Shabbos? And why can't they do it on Yom Tov? So the reason is, I didn't bring that Gemara. Okay, the reason is, I will tell you the reason.
I thought I brought it.
Must be in the poskim. That's why I decided not to bring it. There's three reasons. One, it's right here, I see. Let me explain to you the reason. There's a gzera that was made called gzeros base merchatzos. They made a gzera about bathhouses. And what did they do? Oh, here it is. I'll explain to you outside. The Gemara has a case where they did not allow you. It's quoted in the Biur Halacha that you're not allowed to. What would they used to do? The Gemara says the following case. It's Gemara and Shabbos. I apologize, I didn't bring the Gemara. The Gemara says the following. Originally, a great move. They opened the bathhouses on Shabbos. People went in to bathe on Shabbos. After all, the water was heated up before Shabbos. What's the problem? By the way, we know you can do this because women go to mikvah on Shabbos. Not a problem. Women go to mikvah on Friday night. Not a problem. The only two nights mikvah is closed is Yom Kippur night and Tisha B'Av night. When women go in, it's their whole body and it's hot. Obviously, heated before Shabbos. So why is it that we don't? So then the Gemara says, but here's what happened. They started heating up the bathhouses on Shabbos. Because that, the rabbis made a gzera and said, no bait merchatzos on Shabbos. Why? Because there are people who are fooling the system, who are only showing up at 6 in the morning and turning on the pilot light, turning on the shemesh, whatever they use in those days, right? Throwing more coals on the fire, and therefore made a gzera, no more bathing on Shabbos. Why? Because it'll prevent, it's called the Gzera based Merchatzos, because people were coming and heating things on Shabbos. Even though, really, if it was done before Shabbos, it should be Mikar Adin permissible. Gzera.
It's interesting, because usually with Gzera's nowadays, like you think of like
Like, how do you get from clapping hands to playing instruments? But that's nowadays. But nowadays, I could really picture that happening.
Right? So then the question is, does this gzeira apply to Yom Tov? Are they worried that what are you going to do? You'll heat up the water. Because remember, if you hold... Because remember, everyone agrees that bathing is not a shelach nefesh. You can't heat up water to bathe. But if the water was heated up before Yom Tov, what am I doing on Yom Tov? Nothing. So am I allowed to bathe on Yom Tov with water that was heated up before? Because it's not an issue of Shavuot Lechol Nefesh, because I'm not doing anything today on Yom Tov. The water was heated up before. So the question is, does the gzeira of the Beit Mercher itself that was made on Shabbos apply on Yom Tov? You hear? You hear the question?
Yeah.
Does this gzeira apply? Is this just a Shabbos gzeira? Or does this gzeira apply on Yom Tov as well? That is the million-dollar question.
Why wouldn't it also apply?
They look at the Rambam. They look at the Rambam. Hilchos Yom Tov. Rechitza v'sicha rei b'chlal achila v'shtia. Not v'oksi nosom b'yom tov. Based on the pasuk. Nefichach. Machmin chamin b'yom tov. You can heat up one yom tov. V'rochetz v'panav yadav v'raglav. Avokoku fo asar mishum gezeras merchatz. The chamin shuch merev yom tov rochetz v'hem kogufo shul gazro devarze ela b'shabbos b'lvad. Well, here we go. You want to think originally it appears you're not allowed to, but comes the Rambam and says, that's on Shabbos you can't heat up water. What about water that's heated up before, says the Rambam? If water was heated up before, water that was heated before Yom Tov, we'd be allowed to. Shlo gazra devarzeh, but the gzera is only on Shabbos. So to heat up water on Yom Tov is a problem. But to heat up water before Yom Tov and to use the bath, the Rambam says is permissible. So the Rambam seems that this gzera might not apply also. There is not extended to Yom Tov. So this is going to be a machlokas rishonim. Rashi seems to say, why can't you bathe on Yom Tov? Because it's not Shavuot Lechol Nefesh. The Rambam seems to say, you might be allowed to bathe, after all. As long as the water is there beforehand. You can't heat up water on Yom Tov. Now, in the modern era, water that we use when I turn on my shower in my house, what happens?
It's heated right there.
So that I turn on a faucet and within a minute there's hot water. Where's that water from?
The heater in your house.
I have a hot water tank that is filled with hot water. So what happens when I turn on my hot water?
You take some of that hot water.
That water comes out, goes through the pipes. Why does it take a minute? Because the water has to travel.
Well, isn't it like meshing with cold water as well?
And there's a little bit of cold water in the pipes, mm-hmm. right? So it has to come through, out of the hot water tank, down through the pipes, heat up whatever water is in, and then eventually it comes out. It takes a minute, right? Maybe not even a minute. Yeah, actually, I don't think it takes a minute.
A few seconds.
Yeah. Takes 20 seconds, mm-hmm. right? Right?
Or for the shower, yeah. It takes 20 seconds.
Or even in my hand, even like a faucet. It takes 20 seconds. 30, whatever the number amounts of time, it doesn't really matter. Now, let's say I have the water running for 5 minutes. What happens also?
The water gets added to the
water. Gets added to the tank, and eventually it heats up. So the water that was in Yom Tov, is that water heated up before Yom Tov? Or on Yom Tov?
Well, I feel like it's probably constantly being heated.
You're getting a combination, I guess, of both.
So for sure, the night of Yom Tov, so let's say I were to wash my hands and face or shower an hour after davening or after dinner, the night of Yom Tov, right? Come home, by the way, big nafkamina, Simchas Torah, first day Yom Tov, right? Not here, after dinner is fired. You dance a lot and you're all schwitzy. That water that you're using, chances are it's heated up. Maybe. And Chol Moed. Before you get to start. So why shouldn't I be allowed to use it? It's water that was heated before Yontov. So again, there's a question. The question is, well, wait a second, when I turn that on, I'm heating up water that's cold, because I have my pipes, it's cold water. So maybe I'm considering that I'm heating water that's on Yontov. I'm allowed to heat up water on Yontov. So the question is it Shavel? For Rashi would say, is it Shavel Chanefesh? Is there a gzera of Shabbos to Yontov? So the Rambam says only water that was heated before Yom Tov you're allowed to use. Is this water heated before Yom Tov or not? Not so simple. Rashi seems to imply the question isn't about the Gzera. The question is about, is it Shavel Chonefesh? That's the question. So the question is it Shavel Chonefesh? What? The norm of what people do. So based on all this, and I don't want to leave it at a cliffhanger with only 10 minutes to go. Based on all this, we see you'll appreciate, I think, in machlokas. And the question will be, if I want to wash my body ever, one limb at a time, that appears to be okay, no? Because what's a gzera? The gzera is, you know, I can't wash your whole body. So this leads to people extreme positions. Some people say, if you want to shower in Yom Tov, you have to leave a little bit of clothing on, and then you can shower. Some people say, well, what about the temperature of the water? What should the temperature be? Maybe hot water is a problem. What about warm water? What about lukewarm water?
How would warm water be any better than hot water? Like, you're still heating up the warm water. It doesn't come into the house warm.
Maybe because you're not using as much.
You also don't have to boil.
Also, the question is, what's Shevel Chanefesh? Maybe Shevel Chanefesh is just water, not necessarily hot water.
Okay. You're also not boiling warm water.
So, what?
Well, you don't need to boil water to get it warm.
But the problem isn't...
We're just heating it up, potentially.
Warm.
Okay, take out that one-page handout that I gave you, please.
But is it even an issue on Shabbos if you boil the water? Because I know the kettle, they're not allowed to reboil their water.
Right, that's because you're turning them on. You're flicking that switch.
No, but even the kettle, if it reboils the water, could be an issue. But if it doesn't...
On Yom Tov?
On the Shabbos.
No, Shabbos is an issue. Because the rule is once it's cooled off and you're cooking again. Okay, says the God... This is Rabbi Ariel Woods. This is based on Rav Hirsch Shechter. Water temperature. One may shower on Yom Tov, not Shabbos. The chil water temperature should be just warm enough to remove the chill. That's not very warm. Now, Shechter's view, one should avoid using warm water, though b'diavet it'd be fine. Others permit warm water lechatchila. Now, who is that? The Rivavos Ephraim. Who was this Rivavos Ephraim? Is a fascinating personality. He was the rabbi in Memphis for 4 decades. But that's not what makes him fascinating personality. What made him a fascinating personality was he shows up as a little teenager. What I mean by little teenager, I don't know if he's bar mitzvah or soon after. I don't remember. He shows up to Israel. He shows up to the Yeshivat Merkaz Rav. He gets a letter from the Brisker Rav. So they weren't going to accept him in Yeshiva because he was too young. He pulls out a letter from the Brisker Rav saying, this guy's... Eventually he goes and he learns by the... He's become Rav Kook. Said Rav Kook, when he interviewed him, said, I can't read a letter of the Brisker Rav unless they wear my kapota and my frock. So he put on a kapota, puts on his kapota, and then we read the letter of the Brisker Rav.
Wow.
Reads the letter of the Brisker Rav, says, accept him in Yeshiva, accept him in Yeshiva. Then he learns and he meets with Isser Zalman Meltzer. He meets the Chazon Ish, but he's the oldest of 10 kids. And he had a tremendous financial burden on himself. So someone, I can't remember what it was, gave him advice to go to America, become a rabbi, and then send all the money to Israel to support your family. So it was like the stipend or whatever. Everyone says, okay, this is like early days. This is like the 1930s in Israel. Yet he goes to New York, walks into Rav Moshe Feinstein Yeshiva. He's 17 years old, 18 years old, 19. He meets Rav Moshe Feinstein. There's all these letters from like all the Gedolim in Eretz Yisrael. And what's interesting, when he first walked into Yeshiva Merkaz Rav, Rav Kook, right? Walks in with all these letters. Rav Moshe's like, who is this guy? Like a long story short, he was a Talmud of Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe turns to him, and Rav Moshe took. I don't remember the exact, my numbers are going to get mixed up. I don't remember if it's 10 or 20, 30, 40 rabbis that were learning in the Lower East Side in America in the 1940s and said, in order to ensure the survival of Judaism in America, I'm throwing you all out of New York, and you're going to across the United States and starting communities, because otherwise, if you guys don't go there, it's over. And he went to Memphis, and he was in Memphis for 40 years, the Rivavos Ephraim. And because he was in Memphis, he was like the rock bed of the Frum community in Memphis. He answered shadlus from across the world, from every type, from right wing, left, and he had a tremendous affinity. He remembered his days of Rav Kook, tremendous affinity, and so people would really ask him questions from the super, super, super Haredi world, even from like the more modern. And he really was, he really had the respect of the entire spectrum, just because he was a Torah Jew. Really, you know, in Memphis, like, you know, and really an amazing, amazing story, personality, and was able to become a very special person, an incredible background in history. That was it. That's the Rivos of Fun. So he is the one who says you can shower hot water, a warm water, that was it. Anyways, this is the truth that I printed, of course. As I'm printing it, I'm like, why am I printing this? We're not going to get there. But I printed it anyways. So, let's continue reading, just because we only have 3 minutes left. I got way too wrapped up in my Rivos Ephraim story. But I read it over this morning, before I came in. So, washing hair, it's also squeeze out your hair in Yom Tov. Therefore, you should not touch your hair when it's wet. Women who are accustomed to wringing out their hair after shower should avoid doing so in Yom Tov. In order to put shampoo in your hair, you have two options. Put the shampoo in your hair before your hair becomes wet. Cleanliness effectively require more shampoo. Pour the shampoo directly from the bottle onto your head and allow the pressure of the water to wash it. I mean, you can't do this. I don't do that because I have no hair, so it's still irrelevant. Soap, obviously, you have to use liquid soap. Or water it down first. A towel, you're being careful. You can use your body, it's not a problem. But obviously, your hair would be an issue. Using a towel to draw a hair is permitted by Shemesh Gosa. You have to be very careful and probably should avoid it altogether. Many posts do not recommend Sharon Yom Tov for fear that people will not know and avoid all these Isurim. You have to be a Talmud Chacham to Sharon Yom Tov. Please be careful when speaking to others to clarify that Sharon Yom Tov is in a permissible way. It's only possible if you're aware of the halachos. Also, please be respectful for those who forbid Sharon Yom Tov, as many posts can prohibit showering entirely, which is what many people say is usher to do. So, very interesting topic, because it deals with Mamish Ar Gemara, deals with Rishonim, deals with Gzeros, and by the way, I should mention this, with the Gemara makes Gzera, you can't undo a Gzera. That's a Gemara Beitza, you need a Minyan, you need a, I just check my sources for a second. The Gemara Beitza says, yet in order to operate Xero, you need another Beis Din, which is not possible. And two, I mentioned the Gemara about Beis Merchatz. It's quoted right here. The Ramban quotes it on Daf Lamed Tes in Shabbos. So what I'm trying to say is it Xero extended from Shabbos to Yom Tov? If it is, then the fact that Shavuot Nefesh is totally relevant. There's a Xero. Even though Xera might be quote unquote a silly Xera today, doesn't matter. Once you have a Xera from the times of Gemara, you can't undo a Xera from the times of Talmud. Lo pashut. But if it's about Shavuot Lechol Nefesh, you could say, Shavuot Lechol Nefesh, we shower every day. Why not? And the question is, what about water? Does water have to be heated on Yom Tov? What about water heated before Yom Tov? So some people say, no, when you have a big, the water in your shower, unless you're showering a ton, for sure the nighttime or the morning is water that's heated before Yom Tov. You want to tell me the more water I come in, heat it, okay, but I can use that water for cooking, and cooking is permissible. Right? So that's why people allow it. Even today, the way our urns work, our hot water tanks work, you could argue, what do you mean? I want to use my water for cooking, for drinking. Although most people don't drink hot water out of the tap because it's not hot enough, and they'd rather have it from the urn than heat it up for stuff. But, anyways, right? But that's why you're allowed to use hot water in Yom Tov, because things are shavuot nefesh, you'd be allowed to do. So that's why washing, bathing, for sure your hands, you can use hot water for your hands and feet. Okay, not your feet, probably. Whatever. You can definitely use hot water for your hands, your face. And you don't tough, that's for sure not a problem. So that's what's fascinating about this case, because you have it's a complicated case. Halachically, you have to, you know, what applies or doesn't apply. It's based on Rishon, based on concepts that we've been learning. It's connected to modern day, right? Modern day post-game. Really grapple with this issue. And then Rav Schechter says that he, just lukewarm, it's not very comfortable using lukewarm water just to avoid the chill. Others say you can increase the temperature a little bit more, but everyone agrees a nice hot steam shower, that'd be a problem. That's not probably not shavuot lechol nefesh. People do it every day. You don't have time for that. Most people shower in 2 minutes, in and out, right? 5 minutes in and out. I don't know. Maybe you don't because you don't pay your water bills. So maybe you take longer showers. I don't know. But anyways, let's end there for today. And God willing, we'll reconvene in a month.